Bible, 1 Peter, chapter 2. 1 Peter, chapter 2. The Bible says in the book of Genesis, in the beginning, God. You know, there was a time there was nothing but God. In the beginning was God, and He made the heavens and the earth. Think about nothing but God existed, and God spoke. You know, back when God was, even before He made the world, He knew you already. Before there was a heaven or earth, He knew you. He knew all about you. He knew where you'd be at today. He knew what you'd be thinking today. He knew what'd be your situation today before He even made this world. Think about that. What an awesome God. His omniscience. He's always known everything. How do we comprehend a God like that? That's always known everything. He never has learned anything. He's always known it. Always known it. There's nothing He don't know. And the joy of all this is He's our God today. And so our message today is kind of in the light. I'm talking about our attitude and our afflictions. Back when He was just God, nothing else, He knew all of our afflictions that we were going to go through. He knew all you were going to face in life back when He was just God. So I want you to keep that in your mind today and as you go forth. Nothing that's going on in your life has surprised God. It's not took Him by surprise. In 1 Peter chapter 2, look down in your Bible at, I said chapter 2, I meant chapter 4. I'll get it right in a second. Chapter 4, verse 12. Beloved, think it not strange concerning the fiery trials which is to try you. Which is to try you. As though some strange thing happened unto you. But rejoice inasmuch as ye are partakers of Christ's sufferings. Let that dwell in your mind. Our fiery trials help us to identify with Christ's sufferings. God's got a reason we're going through these fiery trials we're facing. That when His glory shall be revealed, you may be glad also with exceeding joy. And if ye be reproached for the name of Christ, happy are ye, for the Spirit of glory and of God resteth upon you. On their part He is evil spoken of, but on your part He is glorified. Loving God, thank You for the Word of God. Thank You for God. that would love a sinner and would rescue us even through the cross. Help us today to share with your people your word, these thoughts, to encourage, to challenge, to comfort, I pray. In Jesus' name, help me. Amen. There are times we undergo difficult times that we don't understand. Why is this happening to me? Sometimes they happen one right after the other. Have you ever gone through a time that you'd have a problem, and before you solve that, you got another problem, and before you get that one, there's another problem? You ever had times like that in your life? We may not know why now or ever, but we do know we are to be tried or tested, God's word says. We are to be tested because of who we are. Trials are appointed to try or to test us. They're appointed. Tough times can be times of learning and can teach us perseverance. Are you troubled today? Is life a struggle for you? Is life difficult? The good news is that God is always with us, no matter what you face it. God is with us. And just remember, you're being tested. I'm being tested. Hebrews 13:5. Let your conversation be without covetousness, and be content with such things as ye have. Be satisfied with what God gives you. For he has said, I will never leave thee nor forsake thee. Can you think of any words any better in the scripture than that? Amen. If you're a child of God, can you think of anything more wonderful than that? I'm never going to leave you, baby. Nor forsake you. So that you may boldly say, listen to this, the writer said, the Lord is my helper. You got a helper with your troubles. We got to rely on him, though. We got to depend on him, though. And I will not fear what men shall do unto me. You look what the government is doing to us today. You look what business is doing to us today. And they may get even worse in the future. If I understand the Bible, it will. The government today want to take our weapons. They want us to quit meeting in churches like this. They want to get rid of our Bibles. I am increasingly afraid we're going to see more and more severe trials. Church, you listen to me? You got it bad now? We may have it worse for long. I don't mean to bring a message of discouragement. We better face facts sometime. More and more in our country, we're seeing Christians being hated and assaulted. Rioters and angry mobs are becoming more common. More and more, we're seeing evil call good and good call evil in our country, church. Our country is getting upside down from what it was when I come along. Even the churches today are having to bring weapons for our own security. Now that's getting bad, isn't it? I even see some of you ladies locking the doors. When I came along, we left the church doors unlocked throughout the whole week. James said in chapter 1, verse 2, "My brethren, count it all joy when you fall into divers temptations, knowing this, that the trying of your faith worketh patience." In other words, God's at work in your life when you got problems to develop your faith. Brother Chavis was wallering all over that in his Sunday school lesson this morning. But let faith, patience have her perfect work, that you may be perfect and entire, wanting nothing. We got to keep the faith. We got to keep being faithful. We can't throw up our hands. Our Sunday school lesson was about being faithful. Take up your cross. Your cross may not be like mine, but whatever God assigns to you, you're to be faithful. Let's remember at all times who we are and be faithful to our God and Savior. When you think about first century Christians, you think about Christians in other parts of the world today, what some of them are facing, but they keep right on trusting the Lord. As we think about our fiery trials, think about all those who have suffered for being followers of Jesus Christ. Folks, we've had it made. We've had it made as Christian people. Some Christians have been thrown to the lions alive or to bears. Some have been skinned alive. Some were burned at the stake. Some were pulled apart. Some were beheaded. On and on you can go how wicked men have treated people that love the Lord. And you know how the Muslims are treating Christians, what they're doing to them. As children of God, we can expect some of the unsaved to dislike our holy life. Our holy life is a condemning one to their sinful life. How many times I walked up on a group of men talking, "Here comes the preacher." Why'd they say that? Because they were saying something they didn't want me to hear. But God heard it. What am I? God's the one that's writing it all down, folks. I'm not writing it down. "Here comes the preacher." Our holy life is a condemning one to their sinful life. Did you know that? That's what it's supposed to be. They notice we're not like them. And they think we are, we think we're more important than they are, but we don't, do we? You think you're better than somebody else? They may not like us, although they may not say so, because we're lovers of Jesus. I read a lot of articles on the internet, and after an article, you can pull down below that article and there's comments coming in from different people, and it's awful what people will say in their comments towards God, towards Christians, towards preachers, how people hate Christianity. It's scary, folks. It's a wonder our country, God hadn't blown us up already at the hatred that's in this country by so many people. Some people, it irks them when we talk about going to heaven one day and that they're going to hell. It irks them. Well, they don't have to go to hell. It's their choice. They want to go to hell. Nobody has to go to hell because of Jesus Christ. If you go to hell, it's your choice. It's not my choice. I don't want anybody to go to hell. Not even for an hour. We're not trying to say we're better than they are. But we are wiser when we saw we needed Jesus as our Savior, right? Didn't you see you needed Jesus as your Savior one day? Yeah. Didn't you count the cost? You'd rather be saved than go to hell? Amen. Amen? God's a very considerate God. God respects your choice. Personally, I don't want to go to hell. Scared me to death. When I was a teenager, before I got saved, I used to lay down at night and I was scared I'd die and go to hell. After I got saved, I never had that fear no more. Isn't it amazing what getting saved will do for you? Amen? Any of y'all ever afraid you would die and go to hell? Any of y'all ever felt that way? I've been forgiven. I had the chance to get saved. I took it. I happen to believe the Bible is true. I don't have a problem. I've always believed the Bible was true. And since I've been studying it, I know it's true. I'm past the believing stage. I'm in the knowing stage. We've got to keep our attitude towards afflictions right. What God's let me experience, there's a reason for it. There's a reason He's letting you go through what you're going through. I can't answer the question. He's the all-wise one. He's the one that appoints them or allows them. Jesus said in Mark 8:36, "For what shall it profit a man if he gains the whole world and lose his own soul?" You think about the multitudes of people that will die this day that's got plenty of money and property, and they'll die today and they won't take anything with them. And they'll wake up in about 1 minute where they don't have no more choices. Trials will reveal if we can be kind when others treat us unkindly. Let me say that again. Listen to me. Trials will reveal if we can be kind when others treat us unkindly. God is using trials to make us mature and complete. Trials show us how spiritual we are and how much we need to grow. Job thought he was doing good till he had all his problems. Then God showed him what he needed. Even a man like Job, trials, when you are being overwhelmed, do not forget to ask God to help you. When you don't know which way to turn, when you don't know what to do, what do you do? Stop. Get alone with the Lord. Get along with the Lord. The Apostle Paul reminds us in Ephesians 6:12 of our real enemy is what's behind a lot of our problems, folks. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. You know, I bet we would be terrified if we could see all of our spiritual enemies that's encamped around us today that wants to get at us but are being restrained. You know, we're not, you know, you hear these scientific people, these educated people talk about aliens. They wonder if there's aliens out yonder. Yeah. Most of them ain't got sense enough to know it, that they're demons. The devil's crowd. Jesus said in John 15:18, if the world hates you, you know, it hated me before it hated you. John 1 John 1:3-13, marvel not, my brethren, if the world hate you. Don't be surprised if people don't like you. Don't be surprised. They hate Jesus. If someone can hate Jesus, they can hate anybody, can't they? Think about it. Jesus never bothered a soul. He always was doing good to help people, and he's hated. Think about the people today that hate Jesus Christ, and they've never met him. You know, one day you're going to be rewarded for being a Christian. Did you know you're going to be rewarded? You like to hear that, don't you? I've seen your head start raising up. You see, that's just the way people are, isn't it? You go talk about being rewarded. What? What am I going to get? You know, the disciples was the same way. Lord, what are we going to get for forsaking all? The Lord's going to reward all you folks that's been saved. God knows what you're going through. What you're having to put up with. Ain't he gracious? Isn't God gracious, folks? Boy, Lord, did you hear that? They woke up. Paul said in 1 Corinthians 10:13, there hath no temptation taken you, but such as is common to man. You going through something? Well, you're not the only one. But God is faithful, who will not suffer you to be tempted above you are able. Whatever God puts on you, you can handle it. Does that sound good? That didn't sound good? God is faithful, who will not suffer you to be tempted above that you're able, but will with the temptation make a way to escape that you may be able to bear it. I believe this verse and what it says. We must learn to believe God and trust him. What are you facing today? God's not putting more on you than you can handle. If you'll trust him, if I'll trust him. Sometimes our problems are people. Isn't that sad? Sometimes our problems are people. People who are selfish, proud, uncaring. But we're told not to retaliate by taking the law into our own hands. Matthew 5:44, Jesus said, love your enemies. You got some enemies? What did Jesus say do to them? Love them. How do I love them? Pray for them. Do good to them if you can. But don't do anything spiteful. I'll get him. No. We're to love our enemies. Pray for them. Bless them that curse you. I used to get in fights because somebody called me Putty and Biscuit. Mama took old cold biscuits and made chocolate pudding and put biscuits in them, and we took them to school. We thought it was a treat. People called me Putty and Biscuit. They called me pudding all the time. I get in fights. You know, that wasn't the right attitude I was supposed to take. You're supposed to love them and pray for them. See, I didn't know no better. Don't you call me Pudding and Biscuit. I'm serious. That was one of my nicknames in grammar grade. And some of it went over into high school, too. Do good to them that hate you. And pray for them that despitefully use you and persecute you. These are words of Jesus, folks. When we're being afflicted by someone, this is the way we're to react towards them. Blessed are ye when men shall hate you and when they shall separate you from their company. Well, I ain't going to be around him no more. Well, pray for them. They don't want to be around you. Think of how Jesus was treated. You ever think about how the Lord was treated? He was denied. He was betrayed. He was rejected. He was forsaken. He was beaten. He was crucified. And he never said a word. Wow. That leaves me out. He never said a word to those that mistreated him. What an example he set for us. Folks, he's our example. That shows us how high up the ladder we are, doesn't it? Gravity still works. We are told we are blessed when men hate us and mistreat us. We are blessed when people hate us and mistreat us. Did you get that? That's when you're blessed, when you don't retaliate. It's one of the proofs we are the children of God. Satan's crowd despises us, church. And more you're going to see that as our country degenerates. And if we get some of these presidential candidates that's running on the Democrat side in office, we're going to have a time in the land. Satan's itches to get at us because he hates God. He's just dying to get at us. We need to remember to be careful and not bring reproach against the name of our Lord. You see, the way we act or react can bring reproach to the Lord. Oh, he's a Christian. Did you see what he did? So we have to walk carefully and wisely, because we're representing the Lord, church. Sometimes we have to bite our tongue. You ever bit your tongue, it hurts, don't it? Sometimes we need to bite our tongue. In the Sermon on the Mount, Jesus said, Matthew 5:44, I say unto you, love your enemies, bless them that curse you, do good to them that hate you, pray for them which despitefully use you and persecute you, that ye may be the children of your Father, which is in heaven. For he maketh his sun to rise on the evil and on the good. Look how God blesses the unsaved. God blesses the evil. God blesses the good. God blesses people because he loves everybody. He wants everybody to be saved. See, at the judgment, the wicked people, God will show them all the blessings he gave them, and they rejected him. Do not forget that God still loves those lost sinners who are troubling you sometime. It's when we can live as Jesus taught us that we can please our great God. We please God by living like Jesus has taught us in his word. Jesus is our example. We don't know fully how the mind of God, but we have the Bible to help us. Why he does some things and why he does or does not allow some things. Because I can't answer God why he does sometime and why he does things sometime or why he won't do some things sometime. I mean, right now. Why don't he come right now and get us out of this mess? Well, because there's somebody that needs to get saved. That's one of the reasons why. Job, the most perfect of all God's servants in his day, Satan went to the Lord complaining about Job. And the Lord said to Satan, whence comest thou? And Satan answered the Lord and said, I'm going to and fro in the earth and from walking up and down in it. You know what Satan was doing? He was going up and down looking at God's people and wishing I could get at him. I wish I could get at him. If I could get at him. God had a hedge around Job and Satan couldn't get to him. And the Lord said to Satan, hast thou considered my servant Job? There's none like him in the earth. And Satan answered the Lord and said, doth Job fear God for naught? Hast not thou made a hedge about him? And about his house and about all that he hath on the ever side. And thou hast blessed the work of his hands and his substance is increased. But if you'll put forth your hand, God, and touch all that he hath, he'll curse you. Satan's trying to get God to curse Job, folks. That's the way Satan operates. But God's too wise. God said, no, Satan, I'll tell you what. I'll let you go, but you spare his life. Job was going to have to face the attacks of the devil. But God knew Job wouldn't curse him. What about you? If God was to let Satan come full force against you, would you curse God? Better be careful before you answer. If all your servants was killed but just one or two, and all your herds, thousands of camels and sheep and goats and cattle, was stolen, if your 10 children were killed, if you broke out in boils from the top of your head to the bottom of your foot, would you begin to curse God? You think about the misery of that man. Think about the misery of that man. He didn't understand why. He knew he'd been living trusting the Lord. Still, Job refused. You know, his wife even said, "Job, won't you just go ahead and curse God and die?" What did Job say? "Though he slay me, I will trust in him. I will maintain my own ways before him," Job said. Job said, "I'm not going to curse God." And what did God do? God made him double rich of what he was before and gave him 10 more children, church. Gave him 10 more children. Of course, that didn't bring back the 10 he lost, did it? No matter what we're going through in this life, God has a grand future awaiting all of us who believe in his dear son. But as we're making this journey, you're going to face troubles, afflictions, and problems. And the answer is, keep serving God faithfully. That's the answer. Realize there's dark forces working behind the scene. It isn't the person you're seeing. It's someone behind the scenes manipulating. Y'all understand that? I like what Paul said as we close this morning. What a great verse of scripture to close on this morning. In Romans 8:18. You might be sad today from troubles, trials. You may have questions today. Afflictions, things you don't understand. Why don't God do this? Why don't God do that? I can't answer that. All I can answer is trust God. Seek God's help. That's above my pay grade. God's running this show, folks. But I like what Paul said. Some of our problems may be worse than others. But if it is, it's because God's trusting you more for that problem. But Paul said, "I reckon the sufferings of this present time are not worthy to be compared with the glory which shall be revealed in us." You and I just don't understand all the glory that's waiting for the faithful children of God, folks, when we cross over. Words won't describe it. We serve him here by faith, and by faith means you listen to this book. You listen to this book. Man may not relieve you of your problems, but God says, trust me. Keep trusting. Keep waiting. It might get worse. Keep trusting God. Because he's the one that saved us. And if we'll be faithful, no matter what we're facing, we'll bring glory to him. And that's what he wants, us to bring glory to his holy name, to show that we believe him. Living for Jesus Christ is difficult for some more than others. But faithfully living for Jesus will earn an eternal reward that fadeth not away. Praise God. Let's pray together. Loving God, in this body of people, I know there are troubled hearts, people with questions, people that look to you, that depend upon you, Lord. I pray for you encourage. I pray you challenge us all. Grant us wisdom, Lord. Help us, Lord, to be faithful in reading your word, believing your word, and determined to live by your word. Lord, we need you. We love you, Lord. You are our great God. We want to be faithful to our God. We just ask you to bless this body of believers for your holy name's sake. And we'll praise you and love you throughout eternity. Because in the precious name of Jesus, who saves any sinner that calls on him, we pray in his name, amen and amen. May the Lord bless hearts today, challenge hearts today. And as always, our altar is open for people to come. Call on the Lord, submit to the Lord, seek the face of the Lord.